And now, whether you like it or not, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Do what you do. This show is all on fire.
Whoa! Oh! Hey, Cliff. Sorry, I'm all hyped up.
I know you're boogieing, Kendall. Watch out. You're knocking things over with your boogie.
Have you seen these moves? Whoa. You know, you may have the pitch, Cliff, but I got the moves.
You got the moves, baby. I got the motion. If we got together, we'd be causing a commotion. That's a great classic from Madam X. Here's how deep Madam X goes. That's actually from Who's That Girl? Who's That Girl? Madam X. The spy. Can you believe it? I love it. I'm still living for love, living for Madam X. I was just in the, I almost said the Hulu, the Uber today. I was in the Uber thinking about Hulu and about Ubu, sit, dog, sit.
Good dog.
But then I was saying, okay, I just want you to spin these extra tracks because now my vinyl is still not here. It's not here for, in case, I feel like people are coming back each week wondering, has the Madonna vinyl been delivered?
It's turning into something bigger than Who Shot JR.
It is. It's the new Who Shot JR. When will they, won't they? It's like Sam and Diane on Cheers. Will it, won't it be delivered?
We don't know.
Not yet, but I did finally get my import from Europe. The Europe CD, which has not one, not two, but three extra bonus Madam X classics that have once again refueled my will to live here on the Falkland Islands.
No more crying, no more yelling, no more waiting, no more fighting.
That was the day that you were in your room all day.
Mm-hmm. You're like, what are these three songs I keep hearing over and over and over and over and over again? I'm like, they're the last three, the final pieces of the Madam X puzzle.
And I got confused again. I was like, I thought the album had already come out. We talked about on the show, and you've had to walk me through the whole thing again.
I was like, bitch, are you loca? These are the European bonus tracks.
Cliff, I realized this week,
yes,
as I was doing some dance moves, getting ready to come out here, I was in the bathroom. I looked in the mirror. And unfortunately, I just got out of the shower and I had any clothes on. You know how, like, when you hear somebody sing and you hear the echo? That's what I look like dancing with all the fat. It's just like every time I move, it goes,
When I do it, it's the waves of the ocean.
If you do it fast enough, you could knock things over just with the sound wave.
Just with the sound waves. That's how whales talk to one another. We're still on the Falkland Islands, and we are here. We're at a nightclub, a dancing club.
A dancing club. We're at a dancing club.
And it's been so much fun. I am sweaty because I've been dancing all night.
Well, I'm sweaty just from walking in the door, but now I'm extra sweaty.
I know, which I've got to go. I haven't been able to make my way over into the DJ booth to request some new Madam X.
Tonight we go dancing. Our souls are starving. Let's get together. Happiness, my darling.
Oh, does he have all the tracks, you think?
Listen, I don't
know.
Took
you that long to get your vinyl. Do you think he's got anything to play over there?
I don't know. I still don't have my vinyl.
Did you bring your emergency backup?
I didn't bring my backup. But I did bring my new F side to my single.
Oh, yeah, I bet you actually brought a Madam X CD.
I don't leave home without that. But I do. I don't know if I have my bonus track.
Surely there can't be another bonus track.
I don't know. But there's another bonus track on my single that's an F side. Never been done before.
Did you hear this? Did you hear the listeners gasp in unison? They cannot believe there's another side.
Never did I imagine that my humble little single, no son, I don't want no son, would spawn so many sides, so many deep cuts. But the fan demand has kept us all coming back for more.
It's the Panda Man.
And I know you want to leave them wanting more, but not when they're wanting this much more. You gotta give them. You gotta give them some.
I keep telling you, you gotta go out like Johnny Carson did when he's at the top.
All right, I will. 30 years from now.
Oh, we got some climbing to do.
Sing a song. Sing out loud. Sing out strong. Kendall, don't worry if you're not good enough. Because I, of course, obviously am. All right. Just sing.
Sing a song.
Sing your song. Disco dancing. Now, Kendall, I know you have that wristband on that says, I'm off the sauce. Don't give me none.
That doesn't mean I can't disco.
No.
What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say this is these people around who are boozing it up, Kendall. Look, I don't want you taking their lead.
I just want people to know. All this moving and shaking I'm doing is off the sauce.
It's off the sauce.
So I'm really going out there.
Oh, imagine
with these moves.
Imagine if you were on the sauce.
I would be laying on the floor on the sauce.
I don't think we could take it.
You can't take it.
Oh, bitch, you're so loco.
Oh, something though that is even more exciting than dancing though.
Yeah, yeah.
Something that has really been a huge factor in our lives, Cliff.
When the moon hit your eye like a big
pizza pie. That's amore.
Pizza!
It's a show about pizza. Pizza, pizza, pizza.
Oh, pizza, pizza. Did you not quiver with anticipation as a child when you heard pizza, pizza?
I quivered. I was Robin Quivers.
Oh, every time you'd call for pizza delivery, you would sit there in anticipation.
Every time. Oh, Kendall, pizza. Now, have we done a show about pizza? If so, it's probably 12 years ago.
Pizza's changed in the last 12 years.
Damn straight. Kendall, who can keep up with the changes in
pizza? If we were a regular network television show, we'd have to do a new one by every 5 years.
We'd have
to update everything.
Just to reboot.
Yeah.
This is a reboot. Kendall.
Pizza.
Pizza. If you could only order one pizza for the rest of your life.
Oh, that's easy.
What would it be?
Cliff, I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to do. But just like I like some vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
I just like plain cheese pizza.
Plain cheese pizza.
If I only had to order one. I'm not loca.
I'm loca. Kendall. Are you loca?
I'm not loca. I'm broca from me ordering all this pizza.
Are you Kevin McAllister from Home Alone?
Oh, which...
Yes.
Some news about Home Alone
here. Oh, they're going to make another one?
Yeah.
Well, they already made a bunch more. Why not? Whatever.
No, they're going to remake it.
Well, who cares? Who cares? Who cares?
Kendall, but even on the Falkland Islands, you have to stay with the current issues.
You got to stay with the current issues. Kendall, I want you to know, speaking of current issues, the first pizza place in America was Lombardi's in New York City.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was originally a grocery store called Lombardi's, and they just started selling pizza. And then slowly, that's all they sold.
Well, hot damn.
Hot damn.
Thank you, Lombardi. So happy. Did you know nobody really knows where the word pizza originated?
Nobody knows. Here's what I've heard. I've heard the word pizza dates back over 1,000 years. It was first mentioned in a Latin text written in southern Italy in what but 99.7 CE.
Good old 99.7.
CE, that wonderful year.
Oh, it's such a wonderful year.
When you think to yourself.
Do you know such a terrible event helped to bring pizza to the masses?
Oh, what was it with the time I sat on that chair and it broke into 1,000 pieces?
No, Cliff, it was World War II.
Oh.
Not World War III when, when the pizzas have massacred us all.
Well, that's a shame.
For obesity.
Kendall, that World War II had to happen, but how did that spread pizza throughout the land?
Well, I'll tell you. Before World War II, it was mostly enjoyed by Italian immigrants in their home communities, and during the occupation of Italy, Allied troops began eating the local foods, and well, they just loved it so much, they brought it right on back.
Who can blame them? Thank God.
If you bit into a piece of pizza in Italy back during World War II, would you not have been like, where can I get this shipped?
Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
God?
Now, what about, how do you feel about the Chicago deep dish?
Love it.
Do you?
I do. I love it. I love all pizza.
I love all, yeah.
Equally. It's so hard when they're like, which one do you want? Personal, regular, throne, or deep dish? I'm like, I want one of everyone just to try them all.
Oh, Kendo, you're one deep dish.
What do you like?
Oh, I'm so tired of dancing, girl.
I haven't boogied like that in a long time.
Oh, I have seen you guys out there. I for a while, there was just the crowd circled around you.
Well, dear, it was very embarrassing at first, but I just went with it. It was a wonderful experience.
Oh, yes. When she picked me up and started twirling me in the air.
Oh, that was my favorite part.
They really went wild, boys.
And we didn't even practice that.
Wow. It was really, really cool. Now, so we're here. It's very late at night. We're clubbing. The booth is set up here in the club. Charles is here. I haven't seen him in a while. I think he's waiting out by, like, the ladies' room or out by the dumpster in the back.
It worries me when I haven't seen him for a while.
We'll see. We'll keep on a lookout. But so we're here. Why are we here so late at night? Do you, anybody want to address?
Well, I would love to. You know, dear, it's very important. With the current society here in the Falkland Islands, we've done so many wry speeches and spread the word so vivaciously, dear. But we need to get the word out to the young people in the cities, dear, at the clubs, dear, so we decided to come here.
Certainly, Sugarlump. You know, we've got to get it to these night owls and these people who don't wake up during the day.
That's quite right, dear.
All right, well, I'm glad that we came. Now, this is a club. It reminds me of old clubbing days. Kendall, did you ever go clubbing?
Well, I don't know if I'd call it clubbing. I went to places and stood there and thought, I am too dumb to be here. I cannot dance. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Oh, boy. You're very light on your feet there, Kendall, boy. Why, I think we should start calling you Twinkle Toes.
That's a wonderful
That is a good
nickname.
Idea.
How
That's
cute.
Good.
Okay, well, maybe in the ballroom.
Please don't say things like ball.
Oh, dear, that's inappropriate. I'm such a late night podcast.
Oh, no. I hope no one outside dancing heard you, boy.
Oh, it's too loud out there to hear anything, which is perfect.
It is too loud. Now, would you mind taking one of these extra Madam X CDs and just taking it up to the DJ, just saying, hey, Cliff recommends tracks 1, 4, 7, 3, 2, 11, 9, 6, 8, and 13.
Oh, KJ, I just wrote that down. And I will do. He's a great friend of mine. His father's actually a farmer 3 islands over.
Oh, yes. It's all in the family here in the Falkland Islands,
boys.
She's
got the inside track.
Oh. All right, well, I cannot wait. If when Bitch I'm Loca comes on, I've got to go out and dance, Kendall.
Oh, dear, I don't even know what you just said, but I'll take the CD.
Oh, all right. Let's waltz over to the DJ.
That's a good idea, dear. Waltz across the ballroom floor. Look at them go. And then, look, people just open up for this. If we tried to do that, we would be flat on our faces.
People would nudge us out of the way. Now, where did you really ever go clubbing?
I don't know. Like, when I was in high school, you know, people were like, oh, let's go out. Let's go to the clubs. And
what club did you go to?
I don't remember yesterday. No, we didn't, like, go downtown. It was, like, places out near where, like, we live. They had, like, I don't know. They had, like, you know, nightclubs and things. But I always just felt real uncomfortable. I didn't drink then. Till I was in college. So I was like, I couldn't really enjoy myself because I didn't get out of control. I was just very like, what do I do?
Right.
And I was too fat to dance.
Too fat to dance, too.
That's my biography. Cliff, I got to talk a little bit more about pizza.
Please do.
I know you couldn't wait to hear some more. You know, the biggest day to get some pizza.
What day would it be? Saturday?
Yeah, but what day of the year?
Oh, the day after Thanksgiving.
No, Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh.
I knew you were going to hate that.
Gross. I love on Super Bowl Sunday when I've been like alone inside all day And it never occurs to me that the Super Bowl is happening at all.
Oh, I have to watch it every year, regardless of whether I'm really into the team or not, just to see the commercials.
Kendall, oddly enough, I get enough commercials in my daily diet. Now, Kendall, pizza chefs use a wide variety of pizza lingo to show they're in the know. For example, a ball of dough that's been stretched and is ready for toppings is called a what?
A ball of dough.
No, it's called a skin.
Oh, a skin? How gross.
Oh. Mushrooms are often referred to as what?
Bun guy.
Screamers.
Screamers? Why?
I don't know. I guess. I don't know.
Google it.
Google it. Everybody ask your nearest pizza parlor. And slices of pepperoni are called what?
Meat chips.
More meat chips over here. No, they're called flyers, and this I do know why. They're called flyers for the way they're thrown around the pizza kitchen like frisbees.
Such a waste of food throwing them around.
Remember when all those YouTube videos started coming out of people like rubbing pizza dough on their ball sack and then putting it out? Yeah, there were like all these ones where people got, it's like they got fired because it's like they put their pubes and they videoed it.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Look that up, everybody. Google ball sack pizza.
Oh, God. And how much pizza have we eaten over the last year?
I don't know. But it's... yeah. No comment. Kendall, in 2014, remember that year? What a wonderful year.
I try to forget. I do forget.
Well, 2014, I'll just remind you by saying it was better than now. Food scientists studied the baking properties of different cheeses and found scientific evidence for a commonly known fact. Mozzarella makes the best pizza cheese. Don't trust me, trust the scientists.
It's science.
It's pure science.
You know, on a related note to that, it's not really pizza related, but did you hear this story recently about these scientists decided to take yeast they had found in like an Egyptian pyramid or something?
They got a yeast infection?
No, they made bread. They made sourdough bread from this mother yeast from years and years and years and years ago.
Mother Egypt yeast?
And they were like, it had a really specific taste. I was like, those scientists, that's like Jurassic Park with bread.
Domino's was founded when, do you know?
1984.
It's a great Tina Turner song, but no, 1960.
1960?
Yeah, Tom Monahan is the founder, and he's one of three people in the world who hold an advanced degree in pizzaology from the Domino's College of Pizzaology, a business management program he founded in the 1980s. Sounds like one of those reputable online for-profit colleges.
You know, no guidance counselor ever told me that there was a degree in pizzaology or I would have been first in line.
We would have our PhD.
Dr. Cliff.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know how much we love Halloween?
I do.
We love the month of October. Well, of course, there's another reason to love it. It's National Pizza Month.
Ah.
Doesn't that just warm your soul? Like, I want to carve a pumpkin and eat a pizza right now.
I'm about to cry. Just thinking about it.
I know, I want pizza right now. I want it to be October right now.
It's really moved me, Kendall. It really has. Now, let me tell you this thing that's not about pizza, really briefly.
Okay.
I know you can tell you were about to comment on how nice my hair looks. I just got a haircut.
Well, you know, I don't like to say anything in case I've forgotten.
In case you've forgotten. Then maybe my hair is just always this short. But no, Kendall, I just got a haircut and I was there. And you know how I like to relate my experiences at the cash register on the show. So this
it's your favorite pastime.
This is pre-register, though. This is when I was in the chair. And so the first thing was, it was a very nice girl who was cutting it. And she started telling me about this time that she met this person with some kind of special needs, which she didn't specify. And she said, "Now it's funny because, you know, everybody has different things about them. And this person, I don't know how he did it. He knew what my birthday was." And he said, "You were born June 7th, 1992. And I was. And I thought, well, maybe somebody just told him. Somebody just told him that.
Maybe it's on her, like, beautician certificate.
Right, right. But then she said, and then he told me that your parents got married on May 15th, 1976. And they did. I had to call my father and check with him. But he was right. How could he know that? How could he know? What do you think about that? She thought maybe he was an angel, or maybe he just was a psychic.
Well, Cliff, okay. I will tell you, if there's one thing I've learned in all my years of magic, it's that people remember things backwards sometimes, or a little bit off. And like, maybe it didn't hit exactly, but it did, you know. Maybe it could have just been a twist of fate.
Simple twist of fate.
Or he could be telepath.
He could be. Could have been.
You never know.
You never know till you ask. And she didn't ask, so we'll never know.
Well, but speaking of the universe and weird things happening, and let's say that's true. The craziest thing is about to put us connected to the universe again. When I got a haircut last, my haircut woman, she brought up like a special needs person and started talking about it. It didn't have any telepathy, but same like kind of thing. And she was, and I was like real nervous. I was like, please don't let her like be telling this horrible story,
right?
You know, in front of all these people, because she was just talking real loud. But isn't that weird? Same thing happened to me in a weird way.
That is. Well, now let me look at you and see if the other thing that happened to me happened to you. This has never quite happened like this before. I've had people offer to do this, but I've always said no, and everybody was never commented. But she said, now, do you want me to trim your eyebrows? And I said, oh, no, it's okay. You don't have to, because I thought they'd charge extra for it. But she looked at me like, are you sure you don't want me to trim your eyebrows? Because have you seen them? And I know that there are a few old man curly cues, but I do keep, I'd never have like taken the buzzer to them like she did. She just put the comb over it and buzzed. And I thought, oh my God. Which, first of all, my eyebrows, I'm old enough and have enough self-confidence now to say my eyebrows are blonde. And people have told me before, like, I've known you for years. I didn't know you had eyebrows. When I heard it was her just like buzz them both off, I thought, oh my God, I'm going to look like Whoopi, who has no eyebrows. But there was a little bit of stubble left. I don't know if you can tell, I've been drawing them on like Joan Crawford. I happened to have an eyebrow pencil from an old Halloween costume in the bathroom. And so I just sort of shade them in a little bit until they grow back out. I thought, well, maybe they'll at least grow back out bushier than they were.
I'm in pain from laughing. So I hate when you're sitting in that chair and they do something, you're like, holy shit, what did they just do? like, I just want to react like, what the hell did you do that for? I'm going to look like an idiot. And everybody for weeks is going to be like, what the hell happened to your hair?
Oh, I just thought, oh my God, I have to go in the car and see what this looks like. And I got right in the rental car and looked, and I was like, oh, thank God I have this Halloween pencil.
Well, I don't think they look bad at all. I didn't notice.
Well, I'm sure it's all in my mind. Plus, they are drawn on like
the
Joan
roundness
Crawford.
Of your face takes the draw away from the eyebrows.
The brows. Yeah, it looks. I just look kind of like a basketball from the neck up. Kendall, speaking of basketball, I would love to help some people.
Oh, I love it. I love helping people.
Kind of like a layup, but with help.
let me push it on in the net. Please.
Push it on in nothing but net, Kendall. Nothing but net.
Is layout basketball or volleyball?
Is
I'll spike it. Whatever, I'll do something.
Spike it is volleyball.
Okay.
Layout is tanning. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. Kendall, do you open that letter you got right there?
Okay. All right, let's see. Dear Cliff and Kendall. I'm a male who recently started dating a great guy, Jake. I deal with the public in my job every day, and I'm often asked things like, do you have a girlfriend? And when are you going to find a wife? Even though my coworkers are inquiring when I'll find that lucky girl, I'm happy in my relationship and would like to express that in a tactful, succinct, non-awkward way to let people know I'm in a happy relationship with another male. And that's in a happy place in Georgia.
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 Georgia all day long. Well, here's what you do, Georgia, you idiot. This will be simple and fun for you. Hulu, speaking of Hulu, the real Hulu, not my Hulu Uber driver from earlier. The real Hulu is picking up all seasons of Designing Women. And they're going to be on there. Yes! Reason number two, after Madam X, to not jump off the ledge tomorrow is...
There's something to live for.
I can at least watch all of the Sugar Baker... you know, shenanigans.
Oh, God, I hope the Wi-Fi holds up. You're going to be watching so much of it.
But here's what you do at your office.
Whoa, don't do that in your office. People will look at you and weep.
You know, you, in your office, you're sitting around watching the Sugar Bakers, and they'll be like, oh, who's this dancing queen over here? Yeah, or just put a damn rainbow sticker on your car. I don't care. Kendall, all right, I gotta open up this letter here. Let me open this. Oh, there we go. Oh, that was quick. It says, dear Cliff and Kendall, my sister is planning her wedding, which will take place next month. It will be a midnight wedding under a full autumn moon. Surrounded by candlelight.
With all these weird creatures making that noise.
That does sound like a grave opening. But surrounded by candlelight, she and her fiancé will exchange their vows at the stroke of midnight, followed by cake and dancing.
That's my kind of party.
I think this sounds really fun. While I respect my sister's individuality and her decision to make her wedding exactly as she wants it to be, I have some questions with a capital Q. My sister, Cliff and Kendall, is a self-proclaimed witch and practices paganism. Her decision to have a midnight wedding is based on her witchcraft and paganistic beliefs. Cliff, Kendall, I love my witch pagan sister, although we're not close and do not share the same religious beliefs. My mother feels exactly the same way as I do. They're not close either, Cliff and Kendall. My sister wants no family participation in the planning of the wedding. Instead of my mother taking the honored place of mother of the bride, my sister has asked her to be the cleanup crew. We feel she has not considered anyone else's feelings or the hardship that a witchy midnight wedding will put on her guests. Should mother and I, Cliff and Kendall, finally, to wrap this up, should we overlook our hurt feelings and attend my sister's midnight witch wedding? Our husbands refuse to, by the way. Or should we simply send a lovely wedding gift in lieu of our attendance? And that is signed Bewitched in Busheltown.
Oh, I got it. I got the help that they desire, Cliff.
Amen.
All right, so back when I was getting married.
Uh-huh. Why the hell did you not get married at midnight? In a witch ceremony.
Hell, if I'd have known that was an option.
Would that not have been so much more fun?
Nobody was marketing that as a wedding package at that point in my life.
Now I feel like I have to get married.
I think Susan and I need to renew our vows at midnight under a full August moon. But so I'll tell them, and God rest my mother's soul, I love her. But what I had to tell my mother at the time, this wedding is not for my guests. This is my wedding. And I'll do exactly what I want to do. And I will invite who I want to invite, and if they don't want to come to it, they don't have to. They can skip it, and they can hear about the wonderful time we had on the August moon. And secondly, I'm going to write you back if those tickets aren't being taken. I would love to go to this wedding and have some dancing and parties at midnight.
Yeah, well, just to reiterate what you said, it's just like when people have sex with me. They don't have to come. So...
You know, the DJ, he took that disc of yours.
It really livened up the dance floor.
I've got to get Kendall, I got to get out there. I got to get out there while he's playing Madame X.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break. We're going to go hit some Madame X on the floor.
All right. Dear, let's cool down in the booth.
Watch out for that spot over there, dear Mr. Stop Bottomies.
Hey, you! Don't worry, Cliff and Kendall will be right back.
Oh, birthday buddy!
Happy birthday, buddy!
My favorite day!
Here's your present.
My favorite drink, Nestle Quick Chocolate Flavor. Gee, now that I'm a big bunny, I know I can drink it slow.
I don't know, bunny. Nestle Quick is rich and thick and chocolate.
That's the thing about birthdays and Quick. They both go so fast.
Get ready for a heap and helping a sassitude. Here comes Cliff and Kendall.
Welcome back. Pizza.
Kendall, what is your favorite pizza?
Memory.
Oh, I've been ready for this one.
Like the pizzas of your fat.
So I'm about to tell you the story of every pound I've ever gained.
Oh,
When I was a child, my favorite memory of my entire life probably is my grandmother would come over on Friday nights because my mom and dad wanted to go eat at Captain D's, that great little seafood place. And I did not want to go eat fish. So I would sit with my grandmother and watch TGIF. And my mom would go and she'd give me a pizza and bring it home. And I just would gain weight every week and just loved every minute of it. Ballooned up.
Balloon. Talk about your balloon payment.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think it's a beautiful pizza memory.
That's why it's ingrained in my soul with something happy. Do you have a moment like that that really locked Pete's in?
Here's just a pizza memory.
Okay.
It was 92 when we turned 11, right?
Uh-huh.
92, my birthday, what we had for my birthday dinner was we had pizza, pepperoni pizza, and honey barbecue wings. And we had cake that had... Batman Returns on it. So,
that's... I was going to say, what, no cake? And you said we had a cake?
Oh, yeah, cake. And it had a Batman Returns painted on there. So there.
That's a good
memory. Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of memories, mm-hmm. I thought we would do something so fun because, you know, what's weird is I went over to the Coke machine in the corner and I bought a Coke. Of course, I wanted a Diet Coke because I'm so fat. I thought maybe that would help. But what it gave me was a regular Coke, and I thought, well, let me try again. And then it popped out a new Coke from 1985.
Like another one? Oh, a new Coke.
It's new Coke, the famed new Coke from the 80s that they loved and hated in Stranger Things. And so I thought, what if you and I did a little Coca-Cola Cliff and Kendall taste test?
Oh, that sounds amazing.
For all of our...
I would love to taste that new Coke.
For all of our loca bitches out there.
We're loca too.
All right, so let's...
It's about to get loca in here.
Let's each have a little bit of regular Coke.
All right.
This is the classic, what they call it.
Ooh, listen to that. Can you hear it?
Now, normally I...
Oh, it's like surround sound.
I drink Diet, so it'll help my... bosoms decrease.
People feel like in movie theaters. Right. Oh, that's that classic taste I remember.
It's been so long since I had it.
From 10 minutes ago. I love Coke. I'm addicted to Coke. The headline of this show.
Now, as a kid, I was very... persuaded by the marketing of Pepsi because I thought I'm the new generation making the choice of the choice of a new generation.
Well, call me traditional. I didn't like my sister loved Pepsi, and I think that's what made me want to not like Pepsi.
Now,
because she was like 11 years older than me, and she was like in high school, and I was a kid, and I was like rebelling. I was like, ugh, I don't like Pepsi, and I think that's what cemented Coke.
Well, I was probably had a predilection for Pepsi because my grandmother loved Pepsi. And now, I don't remember having new Coke as a kid, but I do remember the commercial, that not for new Coke, but the Pepsi commercial that came on at the same time. And it was in a teen girl's bedroom, And she was sitting there on the floor by her bed, probably doing her homework or something. Uh-huh. And she pops open a fresh Coke, and she's like, "Ooh, yuck, this new Coke." Or I don't know if she really does that. But what she does is she does a real somber monologue. She's like, "Coke, why did you do it? Why did you change?"
I don't remember that either.
Oh, I remember, weirdly, I remember seeing this. And she's like, "I don't know why you would do something like that to us." And then she picks up a Pepsi, and so she opens it, and she's like, "Pepsi, the choice of a new generation."
Damn, that's cold,
Pepsi. I know.
Somebody out there tell me why Coke did it. Why they changed. First, they said they were the real thing. Then they said they were it. Then kablooey, they changed. So now, I'm going to try my first Pepsi. But I still want to know why Coke changed. Now I know why.
Pepsi, the choice of a new generation.
I know.
That's real life marketing back then. They didn't hold no punches.
No, so. Mm. All right, so that's real Coke.
All right.
It was. We both got a good flavor of it. All right, so.
It was good.
It was. All right, so now we have a fresh cup for your new Coke.
Right. Don't want to contaminate it. Gotta be scientific about this.
This is new Coke with the classic can.
Look at that.
All right, look at it.
It's like just, I just time traveled.
It just popped right out of the machine back there.
It's a strange thing, all right.
All right. This is all new.
All new and improved.
Improved. New taste.
Hear that sizzle? Sizzle means it's working.
This is what you hear right now is new Coke.
Like a fine wine, I have to smell it. Mm. I taste notes, or I smell notes of caramel.
And oak. All right.
And fizzy.
All right, so ready?
Let's go. Huh. I think I sort of do remember that.
I think this is better.
I think so. It's not as like... I can't believe we're saying this.
It is better.
Because it's like less sugar, I think, isn't it? Or is it more?
I think it's more.
Well, that explains it. Oh, they didn't have sugar on here? They don't even put it on the can.
It was the 80s when that can was put in that machine.
They're like, there's no reason to put that on there.
I seriously prefer this to what we just drank.
Yeah. This
is why they did it, girl, in your bedroom. Because it's so much better.
You know, I've never felt like more of a drink, like wine connoisseur. Like, I now understand when they're like, yes, I take. Yeah. Well, I'm getting it now. I'm tasting all those notes and all those hints that I like.
Oh, man. It's such a shame they don't, like, readily produce this.
Are they going to continue it?
I don't know.
America's changed.
Let's not go there.
Sorry, the world has changed, but we've changed. We need new Coke.
We've changed. We have. I really do like this better. All right, but...
Oh, goodness dear. What is that you're drinking?
Why, it's new Coke.
Oh, my goodness dear. Do you remember new Coke?
No, I don't even remember old Coke. I don't know.
You know,
what
I like
you're
a nice
drinking.
Cup of tea.
Yes, I like a nice Earl Grey.
An old Earl Grey. we saw the last moves you guys were doing. I don't know what you call that, but that was fantastic.
The Busheltown Bomb, boys.
Oh, dear. We work on that so many times. Now, that one's what we do work on.
Oh, that was a really good one. Well, it is fortuitous that you guys would happen in here. On this wonderful night of all night, on this night of 1,000 stars.
Well, dear, it is proper etiquette to be fortuitous.
Oh, yes. Oh, dear, you're one of the most beautiful and most fortuitous women I've ever known.
Oh, look at that etiquette, dear.
Oh, well, I think that's nice. So, but you are here because it's time for a segment that we love to involve you two in. It's called, Do You Want to Hear Something Weird?
Oh, goodness dear, I'm not sure about that.
I don't know, with all these dancers outside, Boas, that'll be the right thing to do.
You want to hear something weird?
Oh, I think we do. All right, I've got something weird for everybody, all right?
All right. Hit me with your best shot.
Hit me with your weird shot. Kendall, a Washington State woman participating in a fishing derby, she learned what, but a valuable lesson, when she posed, she just posed for a little photo with an octopus and the mollusk bit her on the face. Her name is Jamie Basiglia, and she is was at the fishing derby in Tacoma Narrows late last week when she encountered a group of fishermen who'd landed a small octopus. It was a photo contest in the derby, so, she says, crazy me, hindsight now, looking back, I probably made a big mistake. Basiglia put the octopus on her face to pose for the photo.
Yeah, let's just stick it on your face.
Yeah, and she thought, why not? She thought, this is pretty cool. It was a gorgeous, exotic creature, perfect for my face. And I put it on there and said, hey, why not take a snapshot? And then all
what
of a sudden...
What else could I put on my face?
But, you know, best laid plans. All of a sudden, they notice, and I notice, and my eyes just widened, that it had put its beak into my chin, not once, but twice. And it was like a barbed hook going into my skin.
Oh, my goodness, that sounds horrible.
Sounds terribly painful.
Reminds me of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
I remember reading that terrifying book as a child.
Oh, I couldn't put it down. Turning the page by page.
Well, Basiglia said her chin was bleeding for a while after the bite. She said it was a very intense pain when it went inside, and it just bled, dripping blood for a long time. And, she said she continued fishing in the derby for 2 days before deciding to go to the emergency room for the pain she was continuing to feel from the bites. And the octopus, believed to be a Pacific red or a juvenile giant Pacific octopus, had...
That's what I used to be.
Yeah. When they make the Saturday morning cartoon series of our lives.
Cliff
and Kendall, juvenile giants. But this one, whether he was a juvenile giant or not, it had injected Basiglia with venom.
Ooh, ow.
And she said she's learned her lesson about handling and wearing potentially dangerous animals on her face. She said, I'm still in pain, and I'm on 3 different antibiotics. So that is a terrifying...
The whale of a tale.
Warning to all out there to just watch out. Oh,
my goodness, I always think it's very important when at an event like that you don't put any sea creatures on your face, dear. It's very, very proper, improper etiquette, if you ask me.
Now, dear, I don't want to be improper here, but isn't the correct remedy for an octopus bite on the face for one to urinate on the face to relieve the sting of the venom?
Oh, I'm sure the ammonia would work, dear. It works for bites from jellyfish.
Oh, yes. It's a common cure for tails.
You know, you can also use some barbecue rub.
Barbecue rub.
Yeah, when I was down in Florida, I got bit by a jelly, or I got stung by a jellyfish, and this woman came running over with some barbecue sauce rub, and I was, not barbecue sauce, but barbecue, like dry rub, and I was like, oh, thank God she didn't bring a jar of urine over. I don't know about that, dear, but it's a terrible thing. octopus bit her face.
Most people probably don't get it from jars. Kendall, do you have anything weird?
Well, I have seen people with jars down in Florida.
Oh.
Yes, Cliff, speaking of Florida, a woman down in that long penile structure shape. Sorry. I can't say that in front of Mrs. Potter, but I'm sure.
How disgusting. You're very correct that you cannot say that in front of Mrs. Potter, but I'm sure. She was speechless, Bow.
I wasn't listening, dear. I was listening to the song playing outside.
Oh, is it Madam X? Do I need to go out and dance?
Yes, I think they're playing several of those songs again. They were such popular the first time.
Kendall, you read it. I'm going to go dance to this.
Okay. So, a Florida woman says lightning destroyed her septic tank and caused a toilet in the house to explode. Mary the Lord tells television station WINK, that's Wink, that the sole toilet in the Port Charlotte home was shattered into hundreds of pieces on Sunday after lightning just struck their septic tank and blew that methane gas all over the place. Sounds like after having an entire pizza to herself.
Well, I came back in from dance. Because the song went off, I caught the tail end of it. Kendall, I've got a news story for you.
That's a good one.
A lightning strike on a Florida home septic tank had an unexpected result. A toilet exploded inside the home.
Oh my goodness, dear. That's terrible.
I know, right? Mary Lou Ward, co-owner of the home, said there was a loud boom Sunday when lightning struck the home's septic tank and caused a toilet inside the house to shatter.
Oh my. Imagine if someone had been having an innocent bowel attack on that toilet bowl.
Oh, thank goodness it wasn't you, dear. That story really hits close to home.
Oh, praise Christ. It wasn't me, dear.
Were they even listening?
And she says, we come in here and the toilet was laying on the floor. And there's all pieces everywhere. Pieces everywhere! And she said the strike ruined the home's indoor plumbing and destroyed the septic tank.
Oh, dear, I really love those voices you used to really illustrate the story. I really felt it, dear.
Oh, yes, you're very talented, like Ernest Boy.
Oh, well, thank you.
Who wore it better?
I feel like Ernest is one of my very deepest influences.
Well, I love Ernest. I want to watch another Ernest movie.
I'll just watch.
It's almost time for Scared Stupid.
I know. I watched Goes to Jail and Camp. Recently.
I haven't seen that in a while. I haven't seen either of those in a while. I need to re-air them.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have a marathon, dear. Oh, I want to be in on that. Okay, I got another weird news.
Oh, yeah.
A man accidentally tossed $23,000 into the recycling bin.
Oh, shit.
That is a terrible mistake.
Whoops.
Yeah, well, the recycling company, they've been notified, and luckily somebody just saw a shoebox sitting down there with all this wads of money sitting in it, and it was only $350 missing.
Oh my God.
Well, that's such a wonderful story of the honesty of human nature.
Oh yes, I love a good story about honesty, boy.
It's heartwarming, dear.
Oh yes. Oh dear, speaking of hearts, we better go increase our heart rate by dancing.
Yes, dear, it's slowed way too much, dear.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry, dear, we're just going to get it back on the floor.
We've got to show everyone how cool rye growers really are.
Oh, dear, we should chop
chop. Oh, oh, oh.
Chop chop, two, three, chop.
Oh.
Look at him go. Is that smoke coming up?
I think that's a smoke machine in the corner.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm going to have to try that and just go to recycling centers and say, now, I lost a box full of money. I just found one. It's mine.
You never know when a box of money is just going to show up.
I know.
In a heap of trash where a tire just comes up and hits you in the ass.
I'm going to have to go. I think, like, just everywhere I go, just stop in, say, by the way, I've lost a box full of money. If you find it, it is mine.
That's a good idea. But you should just say, I lost some money.
Uh-huh.
So that way, maybe they found an envelope full of cash. They'll be like, oh yeah, this must be yours.
I guess. I feel like being specific would maybe help just a little
bit. What if there's a bag of money?
F it. Kendall, speaking of Fs, the F side.
Cliff, I almost spit out my classic Coke that I went back to.
Single. I can't get enough of this new Coke. Do you want some more? There's a little
yes,
bit left.
I want some
yes,
more.
Have it. You have the rest.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You have enough.
I have enough.
I do have both versions over here now, going back and forth. Do you want some more regular Coke? You don't want any more regular Coke, do you?
Not after this delicious new Coke. That swill.
Hold on, I want to try them back to back. It really hits like different parts of your throat when you drink it. It's weird.
New Coke is so much better.
Speaking of weird.
So much better.
So good. All right, Cliff, what the hell else do you have to say about pizza? What do you have to say for yourself?
Well, Kendall, before we say more about pizza.
Oh.
F it. My F side.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot the F side.
No, it's okay. We were just celebrating the taste of New Coke.
I know.
F it. Kendall.
F it all.
The crowd has spoken and they've said, more, more, more.
I know, they got so mad at me when I deviated.
So, you know, I just want to present, here it is, the F side to my single. Never been done before that it's gone all the way to F.
I think we've gotten so far to F, we need one of those air horns like,
that would be good. Bring one, you know, next week.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right.
Wait, there's a next week?
Is there a next week?
I mean, there's another side.
Kendall, we'll never know if there is a next week until next week, but
all right.
That's how we have to go.
I'll give you a countdown.
We also have to live in the moment, everybody. This is the only moment you know you have for sure.
So enjoy the F side.
Enjoy the F side.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Give me a break.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
But that was an F-U sod to me and to the listeners.
No, Kendall, this cassette, they look so similar. This, oh, and I'm just high on new Coke. And
don't make me order a pizza.
So sorry. That was, give me a break. This, I'm sorry. This is it right here. It's this other tape. I just, it's not even on the wrong side. It's not that kind of mistake. I apologize. I just don't, boy, is there egg on my face.
I've calmed down a little bit because this cup you gave me with the Nightmare Before Christmas song, it's really eased my pain. So I'm gonna right. forgive you in the spirit of friendship and family.
Well, I feel like for the F side, really, I should have sort of explained it a little more. Usually I draw from inspiration from my own life, my own feelings with songs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the way I express myself and don't repress myself. But this time I was watching one of those just super scary reality shows about this person, and they were being persecuted by all of these terrifying beings and all of these just nightmarish creatures that were around them at all times, and they were just scared for their lives.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought, what would that be in a song? And I put this together.
All right. Is this really it? Right.
I already put the tape in. Of course it is.
Okay.
Oh. Glad you got that out. Now count us down.
Oh, 5, 4, 3, 2. What?
Oh my
are
God.
You telling me that the F side is actually give me a break?
No.
That's very meta of you.
I am so sorry. Of course not. This is, it's on the other side of this tape. It's on the other side.
But I'm going to throw something and run out of this booth.
No, Kendall, just hold on. I am so sorry. Let me flip it really quick. It's just a quick flip. And here it is. This is terrifying. Hold on to your drawers and your butts.
All right. Hit it.
Why aren't they in their tombs? There's one
one in my bed, I can tell. It wants to take me with it back to hell. The ghosts out in the hall, well, they'll see it all. Oh, there are ghosts all around me. I think there's one by the TV. Yeah, I feel ghosts all around me. And I think that they wanna kill me. I think there is one in the pantry. Yeah, I feel ghosts all around me. And I think that they wanna kill me. So many ghosts, so many ghosts, just wanting to kill me. So many ghosts, so many ghosts, and take me straight to hell. My basement's haunted now, I can't. By some scary ass bitches that don't like me. And when the night falls, they'll kill us all. Oh, there are ghosts all around me. I think there is one haunting my knees. Yeah, I feel ghosts all around me. And I think that they wanna kill me.
Cliff, that was so terrifying. I almost would have preferred give me a break. I was so scared.
But yet also so danceable. I need to get this F side to the DJ.
You should. You know who will get it there.
Listen, we're going to give it to her. Let's really quickly do this last segment.
Okay. Because that's something I got to dance.
Oh, yeah. All right.
But it's time for some stupid questions.
Amen.
Oh, aren't you so happy?
I thought, bitch, you were loca.
I am loca. But if someone just randomly just walked up to you and offered you the position of mayor of Busheltown, would you take it?
Well, what does it pay?
I don't know what it pays.
That's what I would. It would be contingent upon the paycheck.
Okay. Let's say they paid you really like a good salary, like a
which is what?
I don't know. Like a happy, comfortable salary that you're comfortable.
Which is what?
I don't know.
I need to know what it is, though.
I guess about how, like maybe $100,000 a year.
Call me Mr. Mayor.
But you have a lot of bullshit you got to put up with.
I am Mayor McCheese. I put up with a lot of bullshit already in my life.
You became Mayor McCheese for free.
And I didn't realize I've been putting up with all the bullshit for free.
All right, Mr. Mayor. All right, I got another stupid question for you.
All right.
If you could get drunk with any historical figure, who are you going to choose? Who are you going to get drunk with?
Whichever one's the sluttiest.
Which one is that?
Probably Alexander the Great.
Oh, always. Always the sluttiest.
So slut, skank.
All right, if your parents had let you, when you were like 5 years old.
5 years old.
Pick your own name. Yourself, what would your name be now?
At five?
Yeah, like they didn't name you. Like, at first. Like, you didn't have the name Cliff. They just said, you get to pick your name now. You're 5 years old.
I mean, probably, like, B. Big Bird or something.
Kermit for me, maybe.
Kermit, yeah, I mean, hopefully I would have veered toward Kermit or Ernie.
Uh-huh. Cliff, what is your favorite place to escape to?
My favorite place in my mind, Kendall.
Do you like pina coladas? Getting fat in the sand.
If you like eating pizza at midnight.
Oh.
In the dunes of the Cape.
Then let's start a podcast.
Kendall, I can't go out without talking more about pizza.
Well, let's do it. I'm not stopping you talking about pizza. I asked you earlier, and you're like, no, I got a break from this.
Kendall, that we had to debut the F side.
I know.
Before the all listeners went to sleep.
Let's hear it.
Kendall, the first pizza ordered by computer. Do you know what year?
Computer. Oh, 1943. No.
1943.
Computer. 1987.
74.
74?
The Artificial Language Laboratory at Michigan State needed to test out its new speaking computer, so they used it to order a pepperoni, mushroom, ham, and sausage pizza from a local pizza joint. They had some screamers and some flyers.
But you know, I bet that was the same computer they used in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, where they pushed all those buttons and it was like, I cannot give you the secret, or where the golden ticket is. Same. All right, Cliff, do you like breakfast pizza?
Probably.
36% of people believe that pizza's a breakfast meal. Are you in that group?
Oh, I mean, I eat, like, leftover pizza, if there is such a thing.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you mean if we don't eat it all.
Yeah. Oh, now, Kendall, plenty of famous people got their start making and delivering pizzas. Were you ever a pizza boy?
No, I wasn't a pizza boy.
No.
I intercepted the pizza boy.
Stephen Baldwin and Bill Murray both worked at pizza restaurants, and Jean-Claude Van Damme used to deliver pizzas. I guess he would kick in the door.
I used to twirl those skins.
Twirl those skins.
Did you know, Cliff, a pizza was delivered to space, and it wasn't when we were in space?
Why didn't they just deliver us one?
I don't know, but back in 2001, the Russian Space Agency was paid more than $1 million to deliver a 6-inch pizza. Six! Go for the big one if you're going to pay that much to get it delivered.
Oh, good Lord, what a waste.
To the International Space Station.
One last thing for us to dream about. The largest pizza in the world was 131 feet in diameter and weighed almost what we weigh, 51,257 pounds of pizza.
Oh, Cliff, but what are you gonna eat?
But what are you gonna eat? I've never been more hungry in my life.
Now, Cliff, I will say I forgot one great pizza memory.
Oh, okay.
One year on my birthday, when I lived in Los Angeles, Susan, for my birthday, took me to this place that made a 36-inch wide pizza. It was this big, and I ate most of it, I think, and then we like took it home, and I ate on that for days. I was so happy. That was the best birthday ever.
I hope there better be a pizza restaurant open after we get out of this nightclub.
You know, we can probably get one delivered right here.
Let's
call your
Goober
driver.
Let's do it. Call it. Call the Goober. All right. Well, Kendall,
I got a quote.
Oh.
I got a quote.
Quote it.
Anyone who says that money cannot buy happiness has clearly never spent their money on pizza.
I love it.
Andrew W.K. said that.
Oh, what a wonderful thing for him to say. Kendall, I dedicate this show to the taste of New Coke.
Oh, yeah.
It was better than you could ever imagine, and I pity the fool who doesn't get to drink any.
Oh, I hope they can bring some of that with them.
Oh, maybe they've got some old cans laying around, too.
Oh, going back to the plastic is terrible.
Oh, I know. It tastes like shit. All right, Kendall, I'm Cliff.
And Cliff, I'm Kendall.
Okay.
We'll see you next week.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for listening to today's show.
Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
addicted to coke.